sometimes the way to win the game is to not play it at all. Sometimes the way to win the game is by not playing it at all. Sometimes when people are working to mentally and emotionally manipulate you, it's easy to think that giving them reasonable and rational communication will resolve issues, clear things up, or sort things out. But for a person whose intention is to be manipulative, keep things scrambled, keep you off balance, second-guessing yourself, etc., no amount of being rational with them will work. You trying equals something different for them than it does for you. For you, it means clarifying. For them, it means giving them more artillery to continue to abuse you and to feed into the game that they are playing. The way to succeed with this type of game is to not play it at all. In this game, anything you say or do can and will be held against you. You're not dealing with a healthy person that thinks in rational ways. You're dealing with an unhealthy person that sees things backwards. So trying to apply logic to the illogical is illogical, ultimately, by definition. And then there's the definition of insanity, which I don't have to explain to you if you're intelligent enough to understand what I've said thus far. Get yourself out of the loop and win the game by not playing at all. Real talk, people. Emotional manipulation is real. Don't fall victim to it when you don't have to. Sometimes people's whole deal is just getting you to continue to respond, getting you to continue to get irritated. Do you know that being offended can be a choice? There are times when you just can't control your emotions and things affect you. But there are times that things are painful, but they don't have to be suffering. There are things that are painful that don't have to be suffering. In many of these kind of situations, you are the one that determines whether it's just painful or whether it's suffering. You determine whether it's suffering, because suffering means that it continues to bother you. It continues to throw you off track. It continues to just be an obstacle that's in your way, that's in your face. And it doesn't have to be. You have the power to shift, and you have the power to not allow anyone to have power over you. So a lot of times people that are emotionally manipulative, they will, as my mother used to say, they will play on your intelligence. People will play on your intelligence. So if they know that you're a person that's an empath, don't be an empath, and then you're really in trouble. If you're a person who is an empath, then you already possess the trait for being able to stand in another person's shoes. You already possess the trait of being able to see what it feels like, or even care about what it feels like to be in another person's shoes. And so that's all that's needed in order to wrap you up in that web. These are real simple and slick emotional manipulative games. So you don't want to fall victim to these kind of things. And it can go, a lot of times it can go undetected, because you can think, oh no, like all I got to do is just explain this way. And this person, like, it's obvious. Anybody in their right mind would. And that's the point right there. Because when you're dealing with someone who's emotionally manipulative, they're not in their right mind. If you're dealing with someone who's narcissistic, covert or overt, they're not in their right mind. And so you have to treat it as such. So you can't play the game. As soon as you stop playing the game, then the person immediately, like, they realize they can't continue with that kind of thing. They can't continue manipulating you. So that's important. The way to win the game is by not playing it at all. Don't forget it. Tell me what you think.